Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for a year in the Word. We live in a time when knowledge is readily available, readily accessible, and yet many do not know what is contained in the pages of the Holy Bible and the wealth of the restorative power that is to be gained by living by its precepts. We must be readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of the Word of God. Thank you so much for joining me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen. Today we'll be reading from Genesis chapter 32 through 35. Genesis chapters 32 through 35, and I am reading from the New King James Version of the Word of God, and as always, it is a total privilege and honor to come before you in the presence of God Almighty. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we honor you as we submit ourselves to you even right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we honor you, O God, because you are our great creator. You see all things. You know exactly what is happening in our lives, what is happening in our minds, in our circumstance, in the atmosphere all around us, even right now. No matter where we are, if we are on the furthest places in the earth or the most remote place, Lord God, you see us right where we are. You understand us. You know our beginnings and you know our end. Lord God, we honor you. We give you glory. We give you praise and we give you honor. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we come into your presence. Oh God, recognizing that you are our strength, that you are our provider, that you are our help in the time of trouble, that you are a present help, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in, and we are safe. Glory to God. Oh, Lord God, you are the great physician. You are the author and the finisher, the pioneer and the perfecter. We acknowledge the Lord of our salvation, the God of our hope. Lord God, we give you praise and we give you honor even as we come before you. Hallelujah. I give you glory, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that you see our circumstances. Oh, Lord, I give glory to you, Lord God, because you are our shepherd. You lead us and you guide us. You are in control of everything. Lord God, you shine a light before us so that we are able to see even in the midst of darkness. You are light for us. Oh God, we thank you on today. We thank you, Lord God, because we are recipients of your salvation. You are our deliverer, the Lord strong and mighty. You are the one who lifts our head when we are in despair and who gives us hope when it feels as if hope is lost. Oh, but God, hope is never lost because you are always present. And we thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, your unmerited favor toward each and every one of us. Lord God, and I ask a blessing upon every soul that is listening, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move, oh God, every obstacle. Destroy every yoke that has gotten in the way of purpose, Lord God. Destiny that you have set apart and set aside just for each and every one of us. All of us were born into a purpose and destined into a place in holiness, in godliness, in truth. Oh God, open it up before us so that we can see. Open our hearts and our minds on today as we read your word, Lord God. Help us to see and to understand clearly what it is that you're saying to us. Let wisdom, let knowledge, let understanding overtake us, Lord God. And let your holiness and your salvation overtake our lives, Lord God, and show us living really is. Oh, Lord God, you said that you came that we might have life and that more abundantly. We receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Life,
more abundantly in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, open our eyes that we might see as we read. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen, 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 amen. And God bless each and every one of you. I am reading from Genesis chapters 32 through 35. May the Lord add a blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As always, it's an honor to have you with me. I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Word of God, and we are continuing in the book of Genesis, chapters 32 through 35. So Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. When Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's camp." And he called the name of the place Mahanaim. Then Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, in the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "Speak thus to my lord Esau. Thus your servant Jacob says, I have dwelt with Laban and stayed there until now. I have oxen, donkeys, flocks, and male and female servants, and I have sent to tell my lord that I may find favor in your sight." Then the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to your brother Esau, and he also is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him." So Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that were with him and the flocks and herds and camels into two companies. And he said, "If Esau comes to the one company and attacks it, then the other company, which is left, will escape." Then Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, 'Return to your country and to your family, and I will deal well with you,' I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and all the truth which you have shown your servant. For I crossed over this Jordan with my staff, and now I have become two companies. Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and attack me and the mother with the children. For you said, 'I will surely treat you well and make your descendants as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude.'" So he lodged there that night and took what came to his hand as a present for Esau, his brother, 200 female goats and 20 male goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milk camels and their colts, 40 cows and 10 bulls, 20 female donkeys and 10 foals. Then he delivered them to the hand of his servants, every drove by itself, and said to his servants, "Pass over before me and put some distance between." Commanded the first one, saying, "When Esau, my brother, meets you and asks you, saying, 'To whom do you belong and where are you going? Whose are you, these in front of you?' Then you shall say, 'They are your servant Jacob. It is a present sent to my lord Esau, and behold, he also is behind us.'" So he commanded the second, the third, and all who followed the drove, saying, "In this manner you shall speak to Esau when you find him, and also say, 'Behold, your servant Jacob is behind us.' For he said, 'I will appease him with the present that goes before me, and afterward I will see his face. Perhaps he will accept me.' So the present went on over before him, but he himself lodged that night in the camp." And as he arose that night and took his two wives, his two female servants, and 11 sons, and crossed over of Jabbok, he took them, sent them over the brook, and sent over what he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." But he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." And he said, "Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have wrestled with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked, saying, "Tell me your name, I pray." And he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?"
and he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him, and he limped on his hip. Therefore, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the muscles that shrank, which is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, the muscle that shrank. Now Jacob lifted his eyes and looked, and there Esau was coming, and with him 400 men. So he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two maidservants. And he put the maidservants and their children in front, Leah and her children behind, and Rachel and Joseph last. Then he crossed over before them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. But Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted his eyes and saw the women and children and said, "Who are these with you?" So he said, "The children whom God has graciously given your servant." Then the maidservants came near, and they and their children and bowed down. And Leah also came near with her children, and they bowed down. Afterward, Joseph and Rachel came near and bowed down. Then Esau said, "What do you mean by all this company which I met?" And he said, These are to find favor in the sight of my Lord." But Esau said, "I have enough, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself." And Esau said, "No, please. If I have found favor in your sight, then receive my present from my hand, inasmuch as I have seen your face, as though I have seen the face of God, and you will please my blessing that is brought to you, because God has dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough." So he urged him, and he took it. Then Esau said, "Let us take our journey. Let us go, and I will go before you." But Jacob said to him, "My Lord knows that the children are weak, and the flocks and herds which are nursing are with me. And if the men drive them hard one day, all the flock will die. Please let my Lord go on ahead before his servant. I will lead on slowly at a pace which the livestock that go before me and the children are able to endure until I come to my Lord in Seir." And Esau said, "Now let me leave with you some of the people who are with me." But he said, "What need is there? Let me find favor in the sight of my Lord." So Esau returned that day on his way to Seir. And Jacob journeyed to Succoth, built himself a house, and made booths for his livestock. Therefore, the name of the place is called Succoth. Then Jacob came safely to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Paddan Aram. And he pitched his tent before the city. And he bought the parcel of land where he had pitched his tent from the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. Then he erected an altar there, and Elohi Israel. Now Dinah, the daughter of Leah, who she had born to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and violated her. His soul was strongly attached to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the young woman and spoke kindly to the young woman. So Shechem spoke to his father Hamor, saying, "Get me this young woman as a wife." And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with his livestock in the field. So Jacob held his peace until they came. Then Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out to Jacob to speak with him. And the sons of Jacob came in from the field when they heard it. And the men were grieved and very angry because he had done a disgraceful thing in Israel by lying with Jacob's daughter, a thing which ought not to be done. But Hamor spoke with him, saying, "The soul of my son Shechem longs for your daughter. Please give her to him as a wife and make marriages with us. Give your daughters to us and take our daughters to yourselves." So you shall dwell with us, and the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade in it, and acquire possessions for yourself in it. Then Shechem said to her father and her brothers, let me find favor in your eyes, and whatever you say to me, I will give. Ask me ever so much dowry and gift, and I will give according to what you say to me, but give me the young woman as a wife. But the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor his father, defiled Dinah their sister. And they said to them, we cannot do this thing, to give our sister to one who is uncircumcised, for that would be a reproach to us. But on this condition will we consent to you. If you will become as we are, if every man of you is circumcised, then we will give our daughters to you. We will take your daughters to us, and we will dwell with you, and we will become one people. But if you will not heed us and be circumcised, then we will take our daughters and be gone. And their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son. So the young man did not delay to do the thing, because he delighted in Jacob's daughter. He was more honorable than all the household of his father. And Hamor and Shechem, his son, came to the gate of their city and spoke with the men of their city, saying, these men are at peace with us. Therefore, let them dwell in the land and trade in it, for indeed the land is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters as to us as wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only on this condition will the men consent to dwell with us, to be one people. If every male among us is circumcised as they are circumcised, will not their livestock, their property, and their every animal of theirs be ours? Only let us consent to them, and they will dwell with us. And all who went out of the gate of the city heeded Hamor and Shechem, his son. Every male was circumcised, all who went out of the gate of his city. Now it came to pass on the third day, when they were in pain, that two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brothers, each took his sword and came boldly upon the city and killed all the males. And they killed Hamor and Shechem, his son, with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah from Shechem's house and went out. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain and plundered the city, because their sister had been defiled. They took their sheep, their oxen, their donkeys, what was in the city and what was in the field, and all their wealth, all their little ones and their wives they took captive, and they plundered even all that was in the houses. Then Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, you have troubled me by making me obnoxious among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites. And since I am few in number, they will gather together themselves against me and kill me. I shall be destroyed, my household and I. Said, should he treat our sister like a harlot? Then God said to Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother. And Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, put away the foreign gods that are with you, purify yourselves and change your garments. Then let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make an altar there to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and has been with me in the way which I have gone. So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods which were in their hands, and the earrings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the terebinth tree, which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were all them, and they did not pursue the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, that is Bethel, which is in the land of Canaan, he and all the people who were with him. And he built an altar there and called the place El Bethel, because there to him when he fled from the face of his brother. Now Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried below Bethel under the terebinth tree. So the name of it was called Alon Bakuth. Then God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Aram and blessed him. And God said to him, your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called Jacob anymore, but Israel shall be your name. So he called his name Israel. Also, God said to him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall proceed from you, and kings shall come from your body. The land which I gave Abraham and Isaac I give to you, and to your descendants after you I give this land. Then God went up with him in the place where he talked with him. So Jacob set a pillar in the place where he talked with him, a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering on it, and he poured oil on it. And Jacob called the name of that place where he spoke with him Bethel. Then they journeyed from Bethel. It was but a little distance to go to Ephrath. Rachel labored in childbirth, and she had hard labor. Now it came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said to her, do not fear, you will have this son also. And so it was, as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Bethlehem, that is Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar on her grave, which is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day. Then Israel journeyed and pitched his tent beyond the Tower of Eder. And it happened, when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben went and Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard about it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. The sons of Leah were Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel were Joseph and Benjamin. The sons of Bilhah were Rachel's maidservant, were Dan and Naphtali. And the sons of Zilpah, Leah's maidservant, were Gad and Asher. These were the sons of Jacob who were born to him in Padanaram. Then Jacob came to his father Isaac at Mamre, or Kirjath Arba, that is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac had dwelt. Now the days of Isaac were 180 years. So Isaac breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people, being old and full of days. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. I have read and you have heard from Genesis chapters 32 through 35. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. God bless you, keep you. God anoint you in the name of Jesus. May his peace be upon you through this day. May he keep you and overtake you with his mighty salvation. Say yes, his name is Jesus. He is our salvation. Amen. Amen and amen. I hope you'll continue to journey with me through a year in the Word. Amen.